Vancouver. The drowning death of a BC Ferries welder after a fall from a ferry he was working on was accidental, the BC Coroner's Service has ruled. Kulwant Singh Chauhan's death was reported to the BC Coroner's Service on June 13, 2020, by Richmond RCMP. Chauhan was an experienced welder employed by the ferry service for over two decades. Though he was highly qualified for his job, he was not a strong swimmer, said the coroner's report. On June 12, he and a crew were performing scheduled maintenance on the Northern Seawolf ferry while it was docked on the Fraser River in Richmond. His family reported Chauhan missing that evening when he didn't come home. Video footage showed Chauhan standing on the ferry's ramp at about 12:30 p.m. holding a pike pole, a long pole with a sharp point, trying to retrieve a knee pad that had fallen into the water. He was reaching onto and over a fabric webbing panel on the edge of the ramp furthest away from the vessel when the panel broke away from its support system and Kulwant Chauhan fell into the water below, said the report by Coroner Cynthia Hogan. He disappeared from video view at that time, unobserved. His body was recovered the next day from 5 meters of water below the ferry, still wearing his heavy work clothes and boots and without a personal flotation device. WorkSafe BC was called to investigate the death. That investigation found that a year earlier, 8 steel guardrails on the vessel's embarkation ramp were replaced by 6 aluminum guardrails and 2 fabric webbing panels. It was one of those fabric rails that gave way under his weight, causing Chauhan to fall. The autopsy found that drowning was the cause of death, with pre-existing serious heart disease a contributing factor. Toxicology results were negative for all substances. BC Ferries has since installed aluminum guardrails on the ramp so workers can't get within 2 meters of the edge, ordered employees to wear flotation devices in such situations, and offered training on water rescues and what to do in a fall into cold water. Because the ferry corporation has already paid a fine and improved safety to avoid similar deaths in future, the coroner made no further recommendations.